Whew.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, shout out to y'all in the chat. It was popping. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, we're here with the bad boy today, Game Lucario and shit. So, all right, well, let's get into it. I say there's this disease. I call it a disease called the modern male.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys don't understand why women are not interested in them. It's the craziest thing. And, you know, this is why you and I and a few like us talk about game.
Right.
And why game is everything. You know, Lucario, I've been in this shit since I was nine, learning games since I was nine. And
right.
I told everybody, I still know nothing because you learn so much about yourself and grow. I want to get your opinion because I want to talk about that. But guys, y'all do want to call in. You have the number above and below. So, but what's your thoughts on that, Lucario?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of these guys nowadays, unfortunately, the reason why they turn these women off is because they have no self-awareness. Mm. So what I mean is a lot of these dudes they're not even aware that they're unattractive. You understand what I'm saying? And what I mean is that they're unattractive because they don't understand themselves and they don't understand the game. And so they'll do goofy shit like, you know, say shit like, well, game doesn't exist and we don't need no game and I don't need no game over here. And if I was to go over here, I don't need no game because that's bullshit. And I don't want to play a game. So they have no awareness of the game. They have no awareness of themselves. So therefore, when they're talking to a woman and they're interacting with a chick, the woman is looking at this guy like he's goofy. He's inconsistent. He's all over the place. You know, he's emotional. In fact, he reminds me of me. So if he reminds me of a woman, how the fuck am I going to be attracted to him? How is he going to turn me on? He can't. You understand? I'm already, see, and this is the funny part, is that, you know, a lot of times guys think that they're turning women off, but there's a lot of times where women were never turned on by these dudes at all, ever. You feel what I'm saying? So they weren't even turned on to be turned off. But these dudes, they don't get it. They don't see it. And they don't see that because they're in the position that they're in, being a loser, being a guy who's inconsistent, being a guy who is all over the place, they don't realize that women aren't really attracted to them. So they gotta resort to simping or tricking, you know what I mean, in order to even get anything from a woman. It's crazy.
Yeah, the turnoff that they don't even understand starts when they first meet a woman, before they even walk out the door. They don't even understand that. They don't understand, like you were saying, this is what, this is their fight, and this is the weirdest thing. They fight dating coaches that help them get a self-concept. They fight dating coaches that help them understand their mental self-image. They fight dating coaches that help them build self-worth and all these things. It's like they fight that, and then they get around a woman as if she hasn't met them before, and all these self-sabotaging behaviors that they have is frustrating for a woman. And again, we're not here to protect women or anything like that because this is not what the show's about, but these women are on edge. I mean, think about this. All right, a lot of guys don't understand. This is why I always tell guys, Lucario, one of the biggest turnoffs is the background check. See, if you're on Instagram and on Facebook talking shit about women. Now, remember, women have this little internal club. It's like a woman club. Even our mothers are part of that club, Lucario, because our mothers would even tell us to kiss a woman's ass and buy her flowers and shit. So even our own mothers are part of this club. So if you go on, because this is how women are, they meet you, they got to look and do a background check. So they go on their website or their web pages, look at all the red pill rhetoric, talking shit about women, talking shit about single mothers, women and shit, women hit the wall, women this and women that. So one of the terms I would say, and I'm going to get your opinion on it, is that a lot of these guys, it's other guys that hurt women or other guys that make women turned off by men because these young boys are following men that have no idea what the game is about, because the game make the game about women. But when the woman goes online and sees the background of the guy and sees that all he has is red pill rhetoric, talking shit about women, all other stuff, it's going to be a complete turnoff, brother. What say you?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, a lot of these dudes, they don't even realize that the women that they're dealing with or they're trying to deal with, they're trying to get with or whatever, they don't realize the part they're playing in the situation. So they'll point the finger at the chick and be like, man, these chicks out here are fucked up. These Western women are terrible. These women out here got attitudes. These women, and so it's the women, right? But you got to understand something is that when it comes to these situations, you are there also. You are participating in this. You are a part of the equation. So the women aren't being this way just because in another situation with another man, and notice I said man because a lot of these niggas ain't men, they're males, right? What happens is when she's in a situation with a man, she acts totally different. I wonder why. See, she acts totally different with a man because when she's with a man, right, she understands what it is. She's attracted, right? She feels feminine around a man. You understand? When she's around a male, she feels like she's with one of her girlfriends. She feels like she's with a goofy-ass motherfucker, so either she's going to play games with him or she's not going to deal with him at all. And so what happens is a lot of guys, they're in situations where women play games with them, where women don't really like them, where women treat them like shit. And then they're like, yo, how come these women out here, they're all fucked up and you guys always blaming the man and, you know, you're... And I'm like, you got to understand, the woman that you're complaining about, I'm fucking. You understand what I'm saying? The women that you're complaining about, they're treating me fucking awesome. I don't have to go anywhere outside of the U.S. or whatever for a woman to treat me like a king. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is that you have guys out there who are complaining about women, but they don't understand their complaints are coming from the fact that they are the type of guy that they are in this situation. That's like if I didn't shower for 10 days and I smelled like shit, and then I walk into a fucking party and I'm like, man, how come all these people don't want to talk to me? How come they're looking at me all funny and holding their nose? What's wrong with them? They're all fucked up. I hate these people. Nigga, you stink. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of these motherfuckers stink. And they don't realize they stink, and then they want to blame everybody else for holding their nose. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and guys, y'all want to call in, lines are open. If you got a question, put a Q in there. But and here's the thing, Lucario. One thing I would say is power and influence, okay? Mm-hmm. And but again, it breaks my brain to understand why guys don't even want to learn game. But anyway, so the thing that people don't understand is that women are not attracted to men because of outside things. They're attracted to men who have power. And that is the ability to influence a woman without doing anything at all. You don't have to, Lucario, we don't have to take them out to dinner. We don't have to bend over backwards. We don't have to kiss their asses. We don't have to have boring-ass conversations. But they're influenced by the fact that we're not pressed on them. They're not special to us. They're blown away by how we're not influenced on. We feel that we've got to do something spectacular to get their attention. And if you cannot influence a woman without, remember, 1950 says it best, just give them a bottle of water and put them in a third world village and come back in a week and he's going to have a bunch of bitches working for him. So power and influence is something that women want from a man without trying to show power and influence. See, so many of these guys are trying to think that if I build a fake town of power and influence, that she's automatically going to like me. Again, I mean, we help guys with profiles all the time, Lakar. You and I mean, that's what we do. We help with profiles. But like I was showing you before, their power and influence is living a lie. And then when they open their mouth, they're not influencing her to come towards that man. They're influencing her to run away. What say you on that, bro?
Right. And you know what's funny to me is that this is how dumb a lot of these niggas are, right? They'll have a hard time getting women where they're at, right? And then they'll go to another place And then they're like, oh, well, these women love me. Now, if you were a loser yesterday, and then today a woman is fucking with you, wouldn't that make you side-eye it? Wouldn't you be like, wait a second? You got to be – like if somebody came up to you with a suitcase with $10 million and handed it to you and they ran away and they say, here, take this. It's yours. Just and they just ran away. You'd be like, what the fuck? Whose money is this? You'd be thinking like, I don't know about this. It's kind of strange. So if you're the type of dude who's insecure, who doesn't know how to talk to women, who on a regular day chicks don't want to fuck with you, and then just out of the blue, some chick is trying to fuck with you in some form or fashion, and then you just think that you that nigga right now, you're an idiot. You're a dumbass. Because, Steve, remember, we had that video of, remember that girl of TikTok, how she was showing how she finesses a lot of these dudes?
Yes.
And so what happens is that these dudes, they don't realize they're being finessed in other situations when they're dealing with certain women. Because if you're the type of guy who women aren't attracted to in general on a regular day, and then all of a sudden you go over here, go over there, and then women are interested in you, understand that what happens is that in most cases you're getting finessed and you don't even know it. Because you have to ask yourself, well, why all of a sudden, right, that these chicks are trying to even give me the time of day, right? It's like I used this example the other day on my live stream. I said, it's like when a person goes to a strip club, right? Yeah. In the strip club, the women are there to make you feel like you're the shit. They rub on your shoulders. They call you, hey, baby, how you doing? Do you want to dance? Now, imagine a nigga's in a strip club like, yo, Steve, they be treating me like a king in there. Of course, because you're a customer, you dumbass nigga. So you're a customer. That's why they treating you like that. But you think they treating you like that because you're that nigga. But see, a lot of these dudes, what happens is that they have this delusion. They want so bad to be wanted, to be desired. But they're not being desired because they're not that guy. And they're not that guy because they haven't stepped up their game. But they haven't stepped up their game because they think game doesn't exist. You see what I'm saying? They think, oh, it's all bullshit. And so for those motherfuckers, they're always going to turn women off because they don't even know who the fuck they are. They're delusional. You see what I'm saying? And so they think that women actually like them, or they think that the only way to get women is to simp or trick. And they think that it's impossible for a woman to desire them. It's funny. I was on a show the other day, and this dude, you know, I said, look, you know, you can just get a chick to come through to the spot and smash. And these dudes thought that was unbelievable. Like, what? You trying to tell me you got to pay a girl. You got to spend time with her. You got to do, this is how these motherfuckers think. So, you know, of course they're going to turn women off because they don't even believe in themselves. It's terrible.
Yeah. It's no self-belief. And that is a shame. And because they don't believe in themselves, like you say, they go to a strip club and they know that they ain't shit. And they know that these women are running games. And the worst part about it is these women are up front with this shit. Listen, listen, you can come here, give me 20s and 50s, and you can sit down, and I can ask you about your day, and I can rub your head and rub your back and make you feel like you're the best man in the world, but she's going to fuck somebody else for free. And that's what a lot of guys don't understand. Listen, y'all must, they don't understand the rules of the economy. That's why those that have game are untouchables in the economy, why the majority of people are giving to the economy. Again, I'll tell you, Kari, I'll be the first one to tell you that if you want to work out for yourself, I'm all for it. I believe if you want to be healthy and work out and stuff and you buy a gym membership, that's an investment because you're investing into your body. But if you're going to the gym because a YouTube says that's the only way you'll get pussy, then you're investing in the economy because the reason behind it is not a self reason, self for me. It's for something else. So, well, we have a question right here that we can answer right here, but I just wanted to – here we go right here.
Stephen Locard, do you guys believe in leaving a city – is game isn't working for you in your own city, not going overseas, but going to another state? Well, this is what I'll say about that, right? The only reason to leave a certain particular area is if that area literally doesn't have a surplus of women. You understand? Because there's certain places where, like let's say you're in the middle of nowhere. You understand? Like, let's say you're in some fucking out woods in Montana somewhere, and your closest neighbor is 3 miles away, and, you know, in your entire area, there's, like, only 20 women in there, and they're all over the age of 70 or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, in that situation, you don't have access. So, yes, you might need to be in a different situation because you literally don't have access, right? Now, with that being said, though, if you're in Philly, New York, L.A., Chicago, fucking, you know, Texas, you're in these places, Virginia, North Carolina, you're in these places where there are women, right? Leaving your city is not going to make a difference because you're still you. You understand what I'm saying? And if you're the type of guy that can get women in New York, you can get women in Philly, you can get women in D.C., you can get women in L.A. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of people think, well, man, I'm not getting no women in my city. But no. If you have a bunch of women there and you're not able to get those women there, right, then most likely you're not going to get the women in other places. Like I said, if there's a situation where there's not really enough going on, then that's one thing. But if you have a bunch of women there and then you can't get that, you know, basically amount of women, that abundance of women there, then that's a you problem. That's not the city problem. Let's see what's his thoughts on that.
Yeah, and 347, we'll bring you in 1 second. But I would like for him to let us know what city's in, number one. But right. It shows you, see, this is why game is important. And this is a fine example. You don't need to actually leave your city because the city and game is here. You can be in your home in, I don't know, Timbuktu, Mississippi. I'm sorry if you live in Timbuktu, Mississippi, but I'm just giving you. You can be in a small little area and still be gamed up and have a reach that can reach every corner of the globe. You have access to every woman that is connected to this worldwide web. Women will fly you in to places or fly to come see you. So I don't know. I hope he can just let us know what city or state he's in, so we can get a better idea, because I can't really say anything until he can let us know where he's at. But let's bring in this.
I want to say one thing real quick before we get to the call.
Yes.
Think about this. If I let a lion loose in New York City, in the city, right, and I let a lion loose in fucking Los Angeles, and I let a lion loose in Chicago, do you think that in all those cities, wouldn't everybody respond the same? You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, there's a fucking lion. Oh, my God. They will respond because the lion is a lion wherever the fuck the lion is. You right. See what I'm saying? So the same thing. But he says in Boston, nigga, son.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't Boston, if I'm doing my math, you got Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and you got, man, what the fuck are you talking about? You're the problem. You're the problem. You don't want to go to the harbor or the parka. All right, let's go ahead. Let me bring in some of these calls right here. Area code 347. How can we help you, sir? What is your question, sir?
Yo, what up, Steve? What up,
I'm not the. Yes, what's your question, sir?
Hold on, what's going on?
Man, I need some flavor right now from Steve, man.
Sir, can you please speak up, sir? We can't hear you.
Hold on 1 second. Can you hear me now?
Yes. All right. Where's your question for the both of us? What's up?
Man, I have a shorty, and she's playing games. So I need some advice on how to, like, you know what I'm saying? Secure.
But wait a second. What do you mean she's playing games? What
does
that mean?
Like, she was telling me she's feeling me, but it's kind of like I've been trying to set a date with her for like the last 2 weeks and 2-3 weeks, and she's like always busy and stuff like that.
So you do understand you have the modern male disease, don't you? You do understand you have the modern male disease, right? That's part of the. I'm sorry.
If you say so, doc.
Well, I'm being honest with you. I'm not the one that can't get bitches. Listen to what you're saying. Your weak, soft ass is sitting around talking about she's playing games. She's not playing games. She's just telling you you ain't shit and you're boring. There's nothing exciting about you. You don't know what the fuck to do in bed if she gave you the pussy. But you don't see that? You don't. You can't recognize that she doesn't want your fucking ass. Do you not recognize that?
Partially, I'm like kind of like trying to see where the vibe is at. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
How many times you tried to get to see her? How many times you hollered at her?
Like we've been texting. I text her like twice, and you know she was like, "This week is this and that." And so I'll say like twice.
All right, wait. Let's break this down. Tell us what you've been texting. Let us all know how smooth you are with your text message, because we know you don't have game. So tell us what you're texting her about. What are you saying in your text messages?
Okay, let me look at a message, man.
Zach's in the house. Shout out, Zach.
So, she asked me, "Are you busy this upcoming week?"
And what did you say?
I'm off Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, wait. Is that all you said?
Yeah, that's all I said.
Wait. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Wait, let me get this straight. She's asking you when you're off, and you just give her a day, and you're not telling her what to do. You're not telling her what time you wanted to come over. You're not telling her what to wear. You're not telling her what y'all going to do. You just want to sit there and say, "I'm off," like someone that's soft as fuck. Are you serious?
Yeah, why aren't you setting up a time then?
No, I didn't think about that, because I wanted her to say, I wanted her to at least be like, "Okay, I'm free those days, then I'll go into the plan from there."
She's asking you when you're free. So you say, "Listen, I'm free this day and this day, so let's meet up at this spot at this time." Then when you say that, she can be like, "Oh, okay, well, actually, I'm not free that time. Can we do this?" Then you can start talking about setting shit up, bro. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Do you see why you can't lead a woman.
I can kind of see that point. But
wait.
I'm free those days anyway.
Sir, okay. She's asking you when you're free to let you know to lead me.
Exactly.
She's saying, "Okay, I'm going to give you the alley-oop. I just need you to dunk the fucking ball and tell me what I should be doing." But if you are soft and don't know and you can't read signals and read between the lines, why would she be interested in you, sir?
Okay, the reason I didn't really go into detail, because we've been having so much, like, schedule. Like, our schedules is kind of, like, unaligned.
Okay, call it. Let's slow it down. Let's go kindergarten. She asked you when you're free. Why do you think she asked you when you're free?
To hang out.
To hang out and do what?
Let me dunk on the pussy, man.
Wait. If that's the case, then why would you just say, "Well, I'm free on Tuesday and Wednesday"? Well, why would you say that?
Because the last time, like, she told me, like, her schedule is all over the place type shit. So I was kind of...
Macario, take the wheel.
Hey, call her. When you go to McDonald's and you go to the counter, do you say, "I'll get some food"? You say to the person at the counter, "Hey, I want food," or do you say exactly what you want?
I get what you're saying, though. I do. I do understand what you're saying. I should have been more specific. Just laid the whole date out, pretty much.
Yes.
So you're saying that she's, what, flaking on you or being... What is she doing to you right now?
She's not flaking. All right, so, like, she said she was out of town and she'll be back Tuesday, but she has some plans.
Okay, what did you say to her?
I said, "So you're going to skip your plans to hang out with me."
Sir,
I feel like that was not gamed up.
Because you don't have game. Who is your teacher?
Yeah.
Who is your mentor? Who is your sensei? Just say I don't have one.
No, I've been, I haven't got personal coaching with Lucario, but I've been on the Bad Boy membership for like a couple months now.
Oh my goodness! You've been on there a couple of months, and you don't know how to set up a date, and you don't know how to recognize when a chick is not trying to fuck with you.
Well, you know what's the thing? I never had a setup like this because the way I met her is kind of You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't looking at
it. Let me hear this, because I got to hear this. So where'd you meet this woman? When did you meet this woman? At what point? When did you meet her?
Well, she used to, like, her company used to clean the office that I work at. So I kind of, like, would say what's up to her here and there and, like, chat with her. You know what I'm saying?
You met her at your job, right?
Say that again?
You met her at your job?
Yeah.
Okay, when did this happen? This month, last month, when did this happen?
We exchanged numbers about like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, now, 3 weeks ago. So now, the first time you, did you hit her up or did she hit you up?
I gave her my number so to hit me up.
Okay, so she hit you up?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when she hit you up, did you set up a time for y'all to get together?
Yes.
Okay, so now when you set up a time, did you say, hey, let's meet here, and she agreed, and y'all was going to go meet?
I'm going to go back to the text message. When she first hit me up...
Educate us all. Let's go to the top of the text message and hear how you lose. Go ahead and read the text message.
Okay, so she hit me up. She was like, it's Maya. Then I was like, oh, let me not say her name, though. I was like, what's up? And then I was like, when are you normally free? She said, more so on the weekends. Damn, I got to set my game up. I'm looking what I read.
Exactly.
Right now,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Well, at least you
noticed. I was like, nah, I know you're a night owl. And then she was like, night owl and a morning person, make it make sense. So I said, so when I get off at 12 this Saturday, we could pull an all-nighter. God damn. Yeah, I wasn't really being that, like,
much.
That wrestler.
That's what I'm saying. Just set the fucking date, bro. Listen, when are you free? You free this day? Let's meet here. Or I'm free Friday. Let's go here. Like all you're having too much chit chat with her about nothing. You see what I'm saying?
But this is something. But you see why you turned her off, because you don't have any game. You're very passive. You're not aggressive. You have no influence over her, like we were saying before. This is why y'all guys are loose, because you're not gamed up to understand how to lead a woman. But now you, and like you said, she was going out of town, right? Right?
Yep.
And when
she got back.
When she said, did she just get back in town?
This morning.
And what did you say to her when she got back in town?
I was like, good morning, sexy. Let me see my text, what I said.
Yeah,
said,
go ahead and tell us what you stole from us, but go ahead. Go ahead and tell us what you stole from us.
You told me
you don't
trust me,
bro. Okay, wait. Let me tell you why. Because you don't see never trust you. Wait, stop. Listen, wait. I want everybody to listen. From all them boring-ass text messages, all of a sudden you're going to say, good morning, sexy. You know I told
bro,
my clients.
Bro,
Wait, caller. Where was the sexy at when you first started messaging her? All of a sudden, you're just going to
be I'm learning,
her.
Bro. Bro, I'm learning. This is my thing. All
right. So you said good morning, sexy, then what? Let's hear it. What'd you say
I'm
next?
I'm trying to. That is your flavor, Steve, but I'm trying to get some recipes, bro.
Exactly.
Like, let me learn
so
some recipes, bro.
Again, you're taking a crumb fucking up, because let me show you. What? Okay. You said good morning, sexy. Then what'd you say?
Okay, so she went out of town to visit her grandmother. So I was like,
you know,
I hope your grandmother.
I stop. You just said good morning, sexy.
What did she say after you said good morning, sexy?
What did she say after that?
I said, I hope your grandma is good.
What did she say after you said good morning, sexy?
She said, good morning, handsome. She's okay. I just got home from New York. I'm about to pass out because I drove the last 6.5 hours. I hit you up later.
And what'd you say?
Damn, man, I got it. I said, okay, that's
my
what's up. I know your butt's tired.
My whole point. So this is why your good morning sexy was fake to her. Because if you were actually a man and you said, good morning, sexy, and she said she's got a rest, absolutely. Get your rest so when you wake up, you and I can get together. Boom, 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 right. Boom. That connects to good morning, sexy. You saying good morning, sexy is a fraud, a fake, and a lie because then you went back to your weak-ass conversations. Okay.
Well, and, bro, you got to understand something. Whenever you're talking to these women, right, everything needs to be directed to getting her to come see you.
Exactly.
You understand? Every fucking thing. Oh, you know, well, I came back from so-and-so. I'm so tired. All right, well, listen, when you wake up, hit me up, and we're going to talk about how we're going to get together this weekend to make something happen, right? Everything has to be about that. If a chick is like, oh, my schedule is so busy, hey, no problem. Listen, you hit me up when you're ready to get together. And then when she hits you up, she says, hey, what's up? How's your day going? Oh, my day is going good. So listen, let's meet up this Friday. So you see what I'm saying? Every conversation just needs to lead to that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're talking about extra stuff. Like she's like, oh, I'm sleeping. You're like, oh, well, you're probably a night owl. And, oh, so what'd you eat for lunch? And you're talking about all this other stuff that all doesn't right, have right. anything to do with getting together. That's what we're trying to say. Every conversation, every interaction needs to be about let's meet up. 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 Well, you have to think about that in your mind when you're talking to her. Nothing else.
You're right, 100%. And I think because I already knew her, that kind of
No, that's why you fucking failed because you know her. Ellie's, hi, Consuela. How's your day going? Hi, Consuela. What you doing today? All that boring ass talk. Every time that you said hi to her in the office, you fucking failed. Because why would you waste your time with those weak ass words? Why would you waste your time chit-chatting with her? So you're just showing her why.
Because I didn't want to get her because she was at my workplace.
But then why the fuck are you with her right now?
Why did you call her at her in the first place then?
Nah, she got let go. Like, she got up out of there.
There's something wrong here. You're lying because if she got fired from the job, how can y'all exchange it? Wait. If she got fired from her job, how can you exchange information then?
It kind of happened at the same time, like, because I knew that she was getting fired. They had, like, she told me, like, she had a contract to clean, so they contract expired. So I really
About cleaning floors and not cleaning your nuts off? Why are we talking about cleaning floors and wiping shit down when she should be wiping the nut off her fucking face? Can you explain that to me?
Why are you
Steve put on RP Shorts comment at 11:32. So real quick, RP said, why can't we have casual conversation with a woman who's interested? How is that detrimental? Because you have to guide and direct the women to what you want to do. If you do not guide and direct the women, then what happens is that they see you as the type of guy that they're just going to play around with. Do you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of you guys, what you do is that you have these little small conversations, this chit-chat. Women is chit-chat all day. They'll take the attention and all that other stuff. But when she sees that you're not a guy who has direction and you're not a guy who knows how to lead, then what happens is that you having all this casual conversation, you are going to turn into her girlfriend. You're going to turn into the friend zone guy. You're going to turn into the guy who she's going to just sort of play around with because you're not assertive enough. Women need for you to tell them what the fuck to do. So once they see that you're telling them what the fuck to do, they say, oh, he's a man. Okay. So now that he's a man, I'm going to be a woman and I'm going to do what he says. You see what I'm saying? But if you're not a man, she ain't going to do that shit.
Yeah, for you dumbasses, let's sum it up here.
Sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn.
So when you're having casual conversations telling her what to do, you're telling her that you don't know how to function around a fucking woman. Because that's
right.
What you average baloney-eating modern male red pill losers do, is that when you get around a fucking woman because you don't know how to be a man, you want to sit around, beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and have boring-ass conversations thinking that you're going to be an interesting guy because you're asking her what she does for a living and what she's looking for, what college she goes to. The guys that she wants to fuck, the guys that she wants to be with are totally opposite. I'm not wasting my time chit-chatting. I can talk to Lucario if I want to talk to somebody. Right. I ain't talking to no fucking woman that's wasting my time, Mr. RP. You need to take that red pill shit out and be bitch shorts and shit. Back to you, Carter.
You got to take that meat pill.
No, stop that shit. You ain't taking no stop. You ain't even taking the meat pill, motherfucker, because listen to you. You're sitting around here with a woman, dog. She's going to sleep. You don't even see it. Look, try not to fantasize about what we're going to do when you wake up. Just relax yourself.
Oh,
you
fuck.
Get to all that stuff. Right, exactly. Because, see, when you have games, I know that, sir, but listen, just remember this. When you have game, and this is what Uncle Lucario and Steve, Uncle Steve and real men teach you. It's tennis. And what you're fucking doing is you're playing the average man's game of tennis, beating around the bush, kissing her ass, walking on fucking eggshells, and not being a goddamn man. So why would she want to fuck with you?
Man, that's crazy, girl.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Everything needs to be leading in a direction to where you guys want to go. You feel what I'm saying? If she's like, what did you eat for lunch? Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. She's trying to get into conversation with you all over the phone, right? And you'd be like, yeah, I was eating some real good, but this is what I want to do this weekend. When we get together, you know, I'm going to let you eat me. I'm going to eat you. We're going to have some crazy shit going on. So listen, on Friday, You see what I'm saying? Everything she says. Oh, so how was your morning? My morning was great, but listen, you know it's going to be even better this weekend when we get together. You see what I'm saying? Every fucking thing she's saying is going back to let's meet up. Let's set this shit up, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. And stop talking to her about, you see what I'm saying, whatever.
Right. Always remember you're either talking to women or at women, okay? So think about it like this. Think about a canvas, okay, and you got a paintbrush. Are you painting a stick figure by talking at her, or are you painting a Mona Lisa by talking to her? And all you guys, if you don't have game, you're always going to talk at women thinking that that's going to get you some pussy.
So Steven Lucario, she texted me, right? She said, I'm still tired, but I'm up now. So I could say something like, thinking about me, like, woke you up or something like that.
What's that?
Like, if I was to be like, you was thinking about me, like, in your dreams or something like that?
You can't say that because you ain't about that game. Okay, listen, let me explain what y'all do.
I got to start somewhere, bro.
No, wait, guys that are gamed up know what to do. But your problem is you're taking crumbs from us. You're going to say some shit, and you're going to make it worse for yourself. Because if you're about that life, she's going to ask you, why wasn't you this way we first met? Why wasn't you this way when we first texted each other? Why are you playing this fraud-ass role like you actually a man when we all know that your pussy is tighter than mine?
Right, because also you got to understand with the shit that we're saying, right? See, this is the thing. You're looking for line, right? Well, me and Steve, we're not saying line. Understand what we're saying. We're not saying lines, right? We're the whole book. We're the whole script. We're the entire movie. So what happens is that...
Hold on.
I'm trying to explain this to you. So what happens is that the main thing that you're doing is setting something up for you and her to get together and make something happen, right? So you're focused on trying to see fly shit, but what we're saying is that we're setting something up, and within setting something up, we're saying fly shit. You see what I'm saying? You're just focused on saying some fly shit, hoping that's going to make her like you or make her want to see you. We're saying set something up. It's the main thing, and within that, fly shit can be said if you're that type of dude. But if you're not that type of dude, you ain't going to be saying that fly shit because it's not coming from you. It's not coming from inside you. You see what I mean?
I'm like kind of fly. I'm like semi-fly. I'm not all the way there,
Please understand this. Either are you not. And if you're sometimes you're not, okay? So what I'm saying to you is this, is that the reason why we say fly shit, because we fly motherfuckers, because we're game the fuck up. We have a tactical advantage over just about everybody else out there, okay? All right, hold on. Let's get to this guy. Hold on. Hold on a second. He says, even if you have casual conversation or not, she doesn't like you. She doesn't like you. Having conversations would not make her like. No, no, listen. Listen. Wait. Having conversations will not get her to like you to get her to want to be with you. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. She's got to see what kind of man you are by how you move, dog. And this is what y'all don't understand. What comes out of your fucking mouth tells her what you think about yourself. And again, you don't believe in yourself. You have low self-worth, low self-esteem, and you question what you're saying because you're worried that if I actually tell her what I want to tell her, I'm going to lose her. And that's your problem. That's how losers think. I'm not calling you a loser. I'm saying that's how y'all think. You question what you say. But what I'm saying is, but caller, here's your problem with where you learn game. See, what comes out of Lucario in my mouth, all right, as separate men, what we talk about as men, we know why we're saying it. We can defend what we're saying. We can stand on what we're saying. And not only can we say it, we can express it to a point to move her where we want her to go. There's nothing that she can say. She can say, I'm playing with my cat. She can say, I'm taking a shower, or I'm washing dishes, or I'm folding clothes. It doesn't matter what she says. When you have game, you can always tie that into leading her somewhere, sir. Does that make any sense?
I understand completely. It's like tennis.
Yes, you got to. When you are the better tennis player, you lead the ball and you control where they move, right? Versus when you're a terrible player, you got to move all the other place and try to catch up to them.
Right. You get it? You got to understand that. And this is the thing, caller. This is why we're saying, because, you know, earlier Steve was like, are you trying to sound like me or trying to sound like you starting to sound like him? Basically, you can't do that because what happens is, right? Let's say this is what happened. When you first hollered at her, you was just talking some regular shit. Then you was talking about good morning sexy. What happens is now you sound like two different dudes. You understand what I'm saying? So now you sound inconsistent.
But you get that? Steve, because I called Steve the other day. I said, give me some flavor, bro. And when I try to make the flavor my own.
But you can't. Okay. Caller. Caller.
Yeah.
You understand that we embody, like we're the book, like Lucario said. We embody sexuality, we embody game. So
but you had to take,
but exactly again, right? That you don't want to do. You don't want to do it. And a lot of you guys try to cheat the game by trying to get little words and little statements and things like that. What we're trying to show you is when you become a student of the game, like I say. Caller, I always show you one of my best students, Tyler. I always show you every time Tyler's on the show to show you his receipts, to show you how women are talking to him, to show you how women want him and all that other stuff. Just real quick, listen.
I'm not. Like,
oh, wait, that's not that one. Hold on, listen.
Yeah, I think I was.
Oh, wait, shit, where the fuck is that? Hold on, so I'm running my mouth. Hold on, listen to this real quick. I'm just going to press a button and grab some. Hold on, this is it. God damn it, that's too loud. Hold on a second. I'm running my way. Let me just grab. God damn it. Hold on, here we go.
So I want to tell you that it's really special to me that I met you. And
stop right there. It's really special to me that I met you. You see how game works? When a woman has a million guys she can get dinner from, drinks from, but tells you, it's really special to me that I've met you, but you want to know why? Because it's a thing that Lucario's been saying, thing that I've been saying that y'all laugh at us at. It's when you're a student of the game. When you learn game, you play by different set of rules, caller. Lucario, what say you, man?
Right. Also, caller, you got to understand this. When myself or Steve is telling you certain things, it's examples for you to understand so that you can take the example and make it your own, meaning like make your own thing with the example. So, for example, the thing is this. when you just say, for, I remember somebody said this about Miles. Because Miles said he would go up to a girl and be like, hey, would someone have an issue with me taking you off a drink, whatever. And then so the guy said the same exact thing Miles said. And then when she responded, he didn't know what the fuck to say. The reason he didn't know what the fuck to say was because he wasn't really being him. He was just trying to be Miles. And so what we're saying here is this, is that you have to be you in the situation, right? Do it how you do it, but understand the game by the examples we're giving you. But don't try to use the same thing that we're giving you, because if it's not in you, then that's not you. And then therefore, if that's not you, then she's not going to see who you are, and you're going to be coming off inconsistent. So just like you heard in the audio, the woman was like, hey, you know, I feel so glad that I met you. Who is you? You are that guy that she met, but if she didn't meet that guy, then she don't know who you are, because one minute you're this guy, and the next minute you're the other guy, because your real self is going to come out. So what's going to happen is this. Just like how when you go on Tinder or any of these online dating sites, you ever see a chick and her pictures look real good, and then you meet her in person and she's like 20 pounds heavier, you feel like you got catfished? That's how women feel when they're dealing with you, when you're being inconsistent and you're not being who you are. They feel like they've been catfished, because they're like, wait a second, you were acting like this guy, but then now that I meet you, you're this other guy. And the reason why she sees you as that other guy is because you weren't really that guy in the first place. This is why we try to tell you that you guys have to understand your shit.
Yeah, so we got another call, but I mean, can I ask you a question? Just say yes or no, if you could tell me about it. Can you tell me? I'm going to ask you to tell me about certain things. I want you to tell me about it. Can you tell me about your guide?
Yes.
No. Can you tell me about your guide? Your guide. Can you tell me about your guide?
Yes, my guide, me.
Can you tell me about your scribe? Yeah, say it louder so everybody can hear you. Just say no a little bit louder.
No.
Say a little. Okay,
nope.
Right. Tell me about your culinary school.
No, but I already was thinking
nah,
that.
Wait. I'm just going to go down there. Can you tell me about your drug lab?
Not yet.
Can you tell me about your marketing team?
Nope, working on that.
Can you tell me about your sexual amusement park? No, you ain't working on it. Don't, they're not work. That's the thing we're saying is, this is why game is important, because you learn things that the average people don't teach you on the YouTube streets, Licario. As I said, y'all guys are on the surface. In order to be a student, you got to learn things that are below the surface, your surface, to bring things out of you. If you don't want to do it, you're going to get the same results. Here you got a woman right there, and you don't even know what the fuck to do with her because you ain't gamed up.
Damn, that's some real shit right there, bro.
Wow. I try to be real sometimes.
So what should I do then?
Wait. If you want to go to law school, if you want to be a lawyer, where do you go? Law school, right? If you want to be a doctor, you go what? To medical school, right? So if you want to be gamed up, what do you think you do? Go to a cook? Where do you think you go? You go to the bad boy membership or to the man mindset and you set, but remember, we don't beg you to come because you got to be worthy to be a student.
You got to get coaching, bro. You got to get one-on-one coaching. That's the point of one-on-one coaching. That's what y'all don't get. It's so specific to you specifically. You see what I'm saying? So that you can really iron out those situations and details that you need to, work on. That's really what it is.
But a lot of guys, again, self-importance and ego says that you don't want to learn. See, it's really difficult for a man to humble himself and learn game, because the first thing you want to do is look at Licario and myself and talk shit. And you, anyway, talk all the shit you want, but you ain't going to learn nothing. All you're going to learn is after you get done talking shit, you're still going to be that same guy struggling with women. That's it. But for those that humble themselves and those that come in as students and want to learn, they win, because we make sure they win because we want to teach them how to win.
Right.
Okay.
All right, man. I'm gonna try to see what I can do. All right,
buddy. We'll throw you back in. We got all right. Error code 210. What's your question, brother? What's up? 210 going once. 210 going twice. Let's go to another 210. They've been waiting for about 40 minutes. 210-891. What's your question, sir? How can we help you? 210 going once, 210 going twice. It's like all the same person. Area code 210531. Isn't that amazing? The same area code. Area code 210531. Are you there, sir? 210531 going once, 210530 going twice. All right, we'll let you go. But Lucario, they don't understand. But remember, Carl, you're not supposed to understand. You're not supposed to see what you're not supposed to see, and that's the problem. But here is why women get turned off, is because women do see. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Women see you guys for what you are. But again, let me give you a prime example. I would say, where's our favorite, that red pill guy that has the palm and shit with the little pill in his hand? Where the fuck is he at? Did he go?
RP Shorts?
Yeah, RP Shorts. I can't find him. But I'll give you an example. RP Shorts is why he loses. Because
he's at 746. He said, how can we become that guy that's inside of us? 1146.
Okay, so guys, I'm going to give you all an example of why y'all lose. Oh, here we go. I'm going to give you an example of why you lose. See, as soon as a woman does her background check on you, you've already you're out the game. Because she's going to realize you're part of that community. You've got the modern male disease, and you a judgmental motherfucker. So you've already lost just off of your thumbnail right there. Your thumbnail will lead her to show her that you're part of a group of guys that hate women, belittle women, and talk shit about women. So she's not going to fuck with you just on that general principle. But they don't understand that shit, Lucario. What say you?
You should call in. But this is what I'll say. See, in order for you to become that dude, you have to understand yourself, because then that's going to be the foundation of how you guide and lead and direct women in that manner. So, for example, let's say you have a dude who's, I'm just using a simple example. Let's say this motherfucker, I need me a good Christian woman who's gonna, you know, be submissive to me and the Lord and all this other shit, right? Now, his game would probably be, when he's talking to a woman, he might tell to her about, yo, you know, when's the last time you went to church? Let's meet up to go to Bible study this weekend. And so I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just using that as an example. So because this is what he's about, right, he relays that to the woman and let her, and he lets her know what he needs her to do in the situation for the situation to progress.